Historically, science has been a male-dominated field. Despite dramatic increases in representation over the last 40 years, today, fewer than 30% of researchers globally in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, also referred to as STEM careers, are women. Women scientists are paid less for entry-level jobs, they tend to have shorter careers with less progression and growth, and only make up 25% of scientific paper authors despite publishing an equal number as their male counterparts. It's even less in fields like maths, physics, and computer science, where women authorship is 15%. Yet in the face of enormous challenges, numerous women have fought their way to the fore and flourished. Here are six lesser-known women scientists who defied the norm, excelled, and made lasting impacts in their fields and beyond.
Eunice Foote, American scientist, 1819 to 1888. The greenhouse effect, the gradual warming of Earth's atmosphere, is one of the foundational discoveries of climate science that is often credited to British scientist John Tyndall. But it was actually the pioneering scientist and women's rights activist Eunice Foote who first theorized and demonstrated the greenhouse effect. In the 1850s, she performed a series of experiments where she filled glass cylinders with different gases, placed them in the sun, and measured temperature changes. Her findings demonstrated that the sun's rays are warmer when passing through moist air compared to dry air, and they are warmest when shining through carbon dioxide. In 1857, she published her groundbreaking findings in the American Journal of Science, but was largely overlooked. She even had to ask a male colleague to present her findings at a scientific conference, because she was not allowed. Despite publishing her results 3 years before Tyndall, he was credited with discovering the greenhouse effect until recently. Today, climate scientists seeking to right past wrongs are pushing to give Foote her due credit and recognition for her early discoveries.
Lisa Meitner, Austrian and Swedish physicist, 1878 to 1968. The discovery of nuclear fission, the ability to split atoms, changed nuclear physics and the world, laying the foundation for the development of the atomic bomb and nuclear reactors. We have physicist Lisa Meitner to thank for it. She suggested her chemist colleagues Otto Hahn and Fritz Strassmann try bombarding uranium atoms with neutrons in order to learn more about uranium decay. But being a Jewish woman living in Berlin in 1938, she was abruptly forced to flee to Stockholm to avoid persecution by the Nazis and left her research behind. While she was in forced exile, Hahn and Strassmann began to get some unexpected and hard-to-explain results. She partnered with Austrian-born British physicist Otto Frisch, who was also in Sweden at the time, and the duo named and described what Hahn and Strassmann uncovered: fission. Despite her involvement, the men surrounding Meitner were credited with the discovery. When a Nobel Prize was awarded to Hahn for his discovery of the fission of heavy nuclei in 1945, Meitner was never mentioned. She was nominated 48 times for physics and chemistry Nobel Prizes, but never won. In 1966, Meitner was finally recognized for her contributions to nuclear fission when the US awarded her the Enrico Fermi Award alongside Hahn and Strassmann. She passed away 2 years later.
Alice Ball, American chemist, 1892 to 1916. Leprosy, also known as Hansen's disease, is a devastating, highly stigmatized bacterial infection that has plagued humankind for eons. The earliest mention of a leprosy-like disease comes from an Egyptian papyrus dating to around 1550 BC. Traditionally, one of the most common methods for treating contagious patients was no treatment at all. They were often taken to isolated locations where they would suffer and eventually die in isolation. Oil from the cholmugra tree, a traditional Chinese and Indian medicine, was known to alleviate symptoms, but it was difficult to apply and couldn't be injected because the oil didn't mix with blood. In 1916, African-American chemist Alice Ball discovered a breakthrough in treatment. 23-year-old Ball, the first woman and the first black chemistry professor at the University of Hawaii, discovered how to transform cholmugra oil into fatty acids and ethyl esters that would make the medicine injectable. Months after her faculty appointment and discovery, Ball died from complications related to a lab accident. The head of her department, Arthur Dean, continued her work and published Ball's chemical process under the name Dean's Method after himself. Fortunately, one of Ball's colleagues spoke up, and help change the name to Ball's method.
Bessie Blount, American nurse, inventor, and handwriting expert, 1914 to 2009. As a child, Bessie Blount was once reprimanded by her school teacher for being left-handed. So naturally, she learned how to write with both hands as well as with her mouth and toes. After becoming a nurse and accredited physiotherapist, she used her unique skill set to help young amputees returning from World War II learn new ways of accomplishing daily tasks. She went on to invent devices that made everyday activities easier for veterans with disabilities, including a self-feeding apparatus for amputees. She shared it with the American Veterans Association and was the first Black woman to appear on The Big Idea, a TV show about modern inventions, in 1953, but had trouble garnering support. She eventually donated the patent for the self-feeding apparatus to the French government so people could freely benefit from the invention. Some of her later health-oriented inventions are still used in hospitals today.
Eleanor Ostrom, American economist, 1933 to 2012. American economist Eleanor Ostrom was the first woman to be awarded the Nobel Prize for Economic Sciences in 2009. She received the award for her groundbreaking research demonstrating that ordinary people are capable of creating rules and institutions that allow for the sustainable management of shared common resources, such as freshwater, forests, or fishing rights. According to her research, these are best managed when those who benefit from them the most are close to that resource. For Ostrom, the tragedy occurred when external groups exerted their political, economic, or social power to gain a personal advantage. For a long time, it was assumed that humans weren't great at sharing and that individuals will act in their own self-interest and exploit or deplete those resources, even if it is bad for the whole group, when they have unregulated access to resources. Ostrom documented communities around the world that effectively managed their shared natural resources to ensure that they remained viable even for future inhabitants by organizing access at the local level. Ostrom suggested that local and regional organization is paramount to tackling the climate crisis and cautioned against relying heavily on global policy as a solution.
Carolina Vera, Argentinian meteorologist. Born 1962. From a very young age, Carolina Vera has been fascinated by the weather. Inspired by her mother, who taught her to admire natural phenomena, such as clouds and heavy storms, she decided to pursue a career in applied physics, but ultimately chose to study meteorology. When Carolina started her PhD at the University of Buenos Aires, UBA, she quickly became aware that being a woman working in science had both advantages and disadvantages. She realized that some male senior scientists and professors treated her differently from her fellow male students. For example, one of the professors did not feel comfortable discussing science topics with her during meetings and even went as far as to tell her, "I don't want you to contradict me in public." With a strong personality, Carolina was able to overcome these issues and find her own way as a scientist. Despite its challenges, being a woman from a developing country gave Carolina the opportunity to participate in international scientific committees and programs at a very early stage in her career. On some occasions, she was the only woman in a meeting or a committee. Although she grasped these opportunities wholeheartedly, she always worked very hard to show that she deserved to be there on merit and not just because of gender or geographical balance. That's what makes a passionate university professor an important voice for underrepresented groups. Vera continues to pave the way for other female climate scientists. She serves as vice chair of Working Group 1 of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland, which was founded in 1988 and remains one of the most authoritative global sources on climate science and plays a key role in global policy.